Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The opioid crisis may not be in the news as much as last year, but our next guest says significant challenges remain in our state for not only affected individuals, but physicians and our workforce as well. Dr. Kenneth Perry is an emergency room physician at Trident Medical Center in Charleston. Today he's in our studio. Ken, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us about the medical center.
Sure. Trident Medical Center is a level 2 trauma facility in Charleston. We're an actual system where we have Trident Medical Center, Somerville Medical Center, and two freestandings, Center Point and Monk's Corner, within our whole system.
And now let's talk about the opioid crisis. What has been your experience there?
I've been in the Lowcountry for about 3 years, and I moved here from New York City, and it's certainly something that has become a problem across the country, but right here in South Carolina, we're really seeing a major problem.
A problem that has been growing, leveling off, getting better?
If you talk to the people who I work with, we'll say that there's times where it seems to get worse, and then it seems to become something you're not seeing as much. It does have a waxing and waning ebb and flow to it, but it's always there.
And what is the effect on the physician community?
It's really difficult. We really have very little we can offer from a medical standpoint. If someone is coming in addicted to opiates or overdosed on opiates, we really have a one reversal agent and outpatient resources. We're working always with our mental health providers and other providers to see if we can give these patients other options. But these patients come in, we have given them the reversal to their drug of choice. They're not very happy, and it becomes a real tumultuous issue for us.
What would you say are some potential solutions from a physician's point of view?
One of the things that has helped recently is if I'm going to give a prescription opiate, I certainly need to look up in a database that the state has selected and state runs to ensure that the person I'm giving it to doesn't have opiates outstanding from another provider or opiates from another state. There are some states that we're able to see the information of. But it's also really helpful because pharmacies are able to access it. Only recently has it become even more a requirement. What has also helped is just the conversation. When a patient comes to the emergency department, knowing that these drugs, although necessary sometimes, are also dangerous, is good for people who have never had them before to know, so we don't actually start with someone becoming an opiate addict.
Talk about possible other types of prescriptions instead of opiates, medical marijuana, and now we've got legally CBD oil, anything like this making its way across a physician's desk?
At this point, what we're able to do is only give options for up to Schedule 2 drugs, so something that the FDA has approved for a medical indication. One of the problems that the CBD and medical marijuana across the country has had is that we don't have the randomized controlled trials, and we don't have these trials to truly understand the endpoints. So there's a lot of people who say it will work, but we just don't have the data to prove so at this point.
And what has been your experience on the percentage of people who are coming into the emergency room that are just simply abusers of opioids versus those who are being prescribed because of pain that they need these for and they have just gotten out of control?
I don't think those two people are necessarily that different. It's just where they are on a spectrum. A lot of the times you hear that a person becomes addicted to a drug after an appropriate prescription, and then it just seems to snowball out of control. It's the time that that person's life is revolving around the drug and they're unable to function because of it that they truly are an addict.
Are there state agencies, are there work groups that are forming to improve the situation, come up with solutions?
Absolutely. Actually, the state government is looking at whether or not we should even look at not just the writing of opiates, but also the amount of the Narcan or naloxone, which is the reversal agent. There's certainly some discussion up on the Hill looking at that and looking at the state house. It's something that we're really, a lot of stakeholders are at the table. We want to be part of the conversation. We know that these patients have a lot of problems and we're not downplaying their pain. We just want to make sure that their pain is treated the right way.
Well, Ken, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Kenneth Perry is an emergency room physician at Trident Medical Center in Charleston. We will have a link to the center posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.